And it's often been said that hindsight is 20/20. That's especially true when it comes to finances. In fact, there's a new survey that finds that middle-income Americans lack confidence in their financial skills and say that they've made some pretty big money mistakes along the way. Joining us right now to tell us how we can prevent that and what to do when we do make those mistakes is the CEO of Primerica, Glenn Williams, along with Primerica representative, former NFL defensive end, Warren Powers. Gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. I want to talk about this survey that shows that people just don't feel like they've got a real good handle on their finances.
Yeah, it was very interesting and I think enlightening. I think the survey confirmed for us a number of the things we know as a company that's been serving the middle market for over 40 years, and we knew there was a tremendous need. We confirmed that people want help financially. But we were surprised with the low level of confidence, which we believe leads directly to the low level of taking action to do something with your plan. That was one of the surprising findings in the survey, is that people have information, but they don't have the confidence to take action on it.
Yeah, and they also say they've made some pretty big mistakes along the way, too.
Yeah, a lot of people have made mistakes, and really because they just didn't have the knowledge. Some of those mistakes, obviously no one intentionally make a mistake, but they just didn't have the knowledge, and they needed help. And so a lack of knowledge creates fear, and also it creates panic, and people make bad decisions.
Yeah, absolutely. Or sometimes no decisions at all, which can be the worst decision. So
exactly.
So what should people be doing when it comes to financial planning that they're maybe not already doing?
Well, I think the first thing they need to do is really get help. Most people, you need help, and you need a plan, some type of strategy. I play sports, and every game we went into, we had a plan, a strategy on how to attack and how to win. And I think most people need a strategy. They need to get, as far as getting out of debt. Give me a plan to get out of debt. They also need to have their income protected. They need insurance to protect their income. When the breadwinner passed away, a lot of times the families are flipped upside down. So they need to know how to get an affordable insurance plan that will secure their family future and protect the foundation. And also, last but not least, is to save money. We gotta start saving more. So once you get out of debt and you get a strategic plan, you can start putting more money away to secure your future.
I feel like it's kind of a generational thing, too. I mean, previous generations perhaps were better at saving than a lot of younger generations. Does that seem to be true?
Yeah, that seemed to be true, and we saw that in the survey results. One of the other surprising things we found out in the Financial Security Monitor is that we expected the millennial generation, who are digital natives and very comfortable with technology, to be less inclined to need human help, to ask for the help Warren was just talking about. And what we discovered is they are the least confident with their ability to use technology to make a financial game plan and take action. They actually requested help more often than any other generation, and that was a surprise to us.
That's interesting. But as you say, they are natives to digital technology, and so I guess it kind of makes sense where everything works all the time, and if it doesn't work, they can figure it out. But you really do need human interaction when it comes to financial planning, don't you?
We really do. And that's one of the things that, as Warren said, the first part is just to ask for help. At all generations, however we segmented the middle market America, we found that was the first thing is that people need someone to come alongside them, answer their questions, provide the information, but more important than just giving us more information, I think we're probably overwhelmed with information in today's world, is to personalize that information to the specific needs of that family. And then people were prone to say, okay, encourage me now and I'll take action. And you're right, that cut across all generations and all segments of the market.
Warren, I like your sports analogy. I think it's a good one. You can take all the best players in the NFL and send them out to play a game, but if they don't have a coach, they don't have anybody calling the plays, you're not going to be able to do anything.
Exactly. And that's definitely one of the things that I can easily relate that to our finances. I sit down with families all the time, and they really want help. They're hurting. They're losing sleep at night. They're restless, and they want to do, and they tried. And some of the families, they even tried to put stuff together, but just didn't have the right coaching. I would never have been able to become a professional athlete had I not had the right coach in teaching me how to improve my techniques and my skill. And I find that to be just as important, in fact, even more important as it relates to your finances.
Yeah, all right, good advice. Where can people go to get more information?
Well, the best place to go is our website. You can go out to Primerica.com. You can find out all the results of the Financial Security Monitor. There's even a Financial Security Scorecard where you can grade yourself and see how you stack up a lot of great information out there at Primerica.com.
Great. Guys, thanks a lot. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye now.